Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM Morning Crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Erin.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It is Husey, Ed and Erin with a big show on the way for you.
Yeah, it's huge. After 8 a.m, we're speaking to a man in Miami who's about to deliver something to a woman, and that thing he delivers hopefully will make that woman happy. In the way.
There's no reason to be obtuse about this. He's a sperm donor. Ooh. And he's got 35 kids already, you know, donation-wise, as, and I think he's delivering number 36.
So wow. Just tell me, and the I'm fairly naive in this area, so he takes it live?
Yeah, we were speculating in what container.
Right.
Well, I suppose inside his
But how fresh
body,
does it need to be? Like, does he pull up and...
Yeah, is it fresh? Is it inside him like a kangaroo style with a Joey in the pouch?
Well, you got to ask him. You've got to ask. This is the tough questions.
Fascinating medical chat ahead, yeah.
You know what I mean, though?
So, I do. Yeah. These are the tough questions.
To keep it warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it in a some sort of pizza box type situation? You know, they turn up to your door and out of the hot bag comes the pizza.
Oh, yeah. Could be in a hot bag.
But couldn't he just keep it inside him until he gets there?
Well, that's what we were speculating about.
Oh, I see what you mean. So then he's like, well, we could do it this way, or do you want to go old school?
Fresh is best. You would say, Ed, aren't you doing an ad that fresh is best, Ed?
For Hello Fresh? I'm not sure that's one of the options, but...
Well, we'll certainly cut this up and send it to them.
Oh, we are.
I'll say this is what you get when you...
Did you read that thing the other day about...
What we get when you hire Cavalry.
did you read that thing about certain products being unhealthy? Did you read that the other day? I think it was in Erin's news.
Oh, yeah, it was too. I remember that.
No, I wouldn't. What you're trying to do there... You wait till the money goes in the bank account before you do that stuff.
Well, I didn't say it.
I'm saying, you know what? Some companies have been looking after Australians for... 80 years.
Oh, God.
Now, hey.
4-0. It's 4-0, man. It's 4-0 against Chinese Taipei in the Socceroos who are playing right now, Erin Nolan.
No one cares.
Wait, in the Socceroos' favour or Chinese Taipei?
In the Socceroos, because Chinese Taipei only probably have four guys with boots. You know what I mean? So,
what are you saying about Chinese Taipei?
I don't even know where it is. I'm sure it's somewhere near China. Where is it? Chinese Taipei. I'm not being cancelled for that because I don't know where it is.
No, it was the first one.
It was the first bit.
It's the first one.
You cancelled.
They've only got four blokes with boots. I can see 11 of them with boots at the moment.
Well, what I'm saying is that I don't know anything about their ability to play soccer, and I can only imagine they don't have great ability.
Okay, well, let's
because,
have a look.
Why is that?
Because Maradona's not on the side.
So Chinese Taipei is the name used some international organisations and competitions for Taiwan.
Oh, is that
so
Taiwan?
It's Taiwan.
Oh, no, they're good. Yeah. I'm not beholden to China. Use Taiwan.
Fair enough.
Here we go. Well played. Good turnaround.
Yes, absolutely. You know where Taiwan came from? When the communists took over mainland China, the actual government at the time bailed to an island called Taiwan and just started up there, and they're still going.
Yep, so why do we call it Chinese Taipei then? Why?
I have no idea,
because I said
mate.
That in the news FIFA on does. Saturday night. FIFA does, okay.
Because they're worried about China.
Because FIFA does, because they're
worried
about China.
China for the money that China provides
exactly.
for. Yeah, thank you. Now we've got to the bottom of it, haven't we? Yeah.
Well Who's played, Yuzi. You managed to change the entire narrative and uncancel yourself.
When we come back... What major Hollywood celebrity has been jogging in a fun run in this country with no one knowing he was even doing
it? Great question.
It's crazy.
Today FM. Guys, there is a brand new thriller novel available right now. It is called Still, and its author and creator, who is also an international superstar when it comes to movies and writing screenplays, is joining us on the phone right now. It is Matt Nable, everybody.
Well, there we go. Here we go.
Hey guys, now, how are we?
Well, we're good. Great. Now, Matt, we're going to play it because, of course, you are the voice of the NRL. Let's hear a little bit more of Matt's work.
Rugby league, a simple game. You kick off, you run, and you whack.
A lot of genius and simple.
And, yeah, my kids ask me to talk about that all the time.
Yeah, they whack hard too, and they whack often, but they've got to whack below the head now, which is good.
That's it, mate.
Yeah, don't go high. Go high, you go home. Certainly going to the sin bin, don't you, Aaron? You're happy to see them in there. Aaron Molan's
well,
often going,
them,
put
yeah,
them in, put them in.
Yeah.
Put them in the bin.
I think absolutely we needed a crackdown on head highs. But it's always been in the rules anyway, Matt, hasn't it? It's more just an enforcement of the rules rather than, you know, anything new.
Yeah, look, from when I started playing football, you couldn't tackle around the head. So nothing's changed. Look, I think it's just obviously with the size of these guys, you stay in the velocity, which is played. Look, it's going to be difficult to sort of get it out altogether. But look, it's good that they're going down this path because, you know, obviously with the concussions that have happened and the litigation that's going to follow this, they need to get on top of it now.
Yeah, well, they'll go broke because the past players will go, give us all your money because where our lives have been severely affected.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Nable's brain is intact. He's written screenplays.
That's up for debate.
Let's
talk about his playing career quickly. Because people forget this. They see a handsome, rugged man.
Mm. I see the star from The Dry, hit movie The Dry.
Yes.
Third lead, Matt Nable. Yeah. That was a home run, wasn't it? That was a try.
Yeah. Look, I don't think anyone saw that one coming. I actually talking to Rob Connolly before it came out, like a couple of days beforehand. Yeah. And he said, I said, what do you reckon? He said, oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know if people are going to go back to the movies. So, look, I think there was a real appetite for people to get back in the cinemas. Plus, it was a really good
great
film.
It was a great movie, so but great. It could have sunk like a stone to the bottom of the...
Mate, plenty have.
We all know, Matt. Don't worry. We're with you.
Plenty I've been in have.
Yeah, exactly, Matt. You keep bouncing back.
Matt, what about his acting? Look, Matt. You're a man. Look, when we were hanging out with Sam Neill, someone you know, on his property, how did you describe yourself and Sam Neill, Husey?
Quiet man of the country.
Land, you idiot. He's described himself as a quiet man of the land, Matt Nable. Now, I know you know what Husey looks like. He's got a bit more of a grey beard at the moment. Mm. I believe there's an actor in there somewhere. And you're the
I've no doubt. Thank you, mate.
Me, you, and Eric Banner. I think we could do some sort of
an adaptation of Matt's new book. Still,
yes.
You'll be the first person I call, Husey.
Oh my lord! There's a local pervert, and you're in.
And I can invest in the film as well.
Oh, hang on, Matt. Did you hear that?
I can invest in it. Yeah,
I've got it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he can invest.
I can invest in the film to make sure that I do stay in the final edit.
What's it about, Matt? What's Still about?
Yeah, look, it's a novel set in the early 60s, set in Darwin. It's a crime thriller. So it's about a detective who comes across the body of a man in a swamp, and he's thwarted by the own police department and also politically up high. And it's set against also a young lady who's in a very sort of loveless marriage. She comes across an indigenous man who's been badly beaten, and she harbours him back to health, and it turns out that this young man has the keys to unlock what's been going on.
Ooh, so Husey could play the body
Paige Turner
in the swamp.
I play the body.
I can play the woman in the loveless marriage. Not saying it's my life, but, you know, I could do that really well, I reckon.
Yeah, that's marriage, isn't it? I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, well, my point is...
to keep the fires burning at home, don't you?
Matt Nable.
Do what you can to find... some spark.
Yeah,
fair enough. just what you can, honey. Whatever gets you through the night, honey. Close your eyes and think of whatever you want to.
God. Is that in the book? That's strong advice.
I know. Look, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is, Matt Nable.
All right.
Good
get
on
hold of the book right
good
now.
Good
it's called
mate.
Still.
You,
thanks
mate.
For your time, Matt.
It's an absolute ripper.
You're
a legend.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Oh, well, what Ellen DeGeneres said about, well, you know, it could have been my dog on her TV show when she was with Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, you know her.
Hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Goodness gracious me. Sofia Vergara, mate.
How old is she? Know, she's late 40 or 50.
Timeless.
I think she's 50.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I know you're trying to bring her down, but you
no,
can't.
I'm not. I'm taking hope.
That was so Channel 9.
How old is she?
Yeah. You know, like, say, oh, Belinda Russell's doing well. And then you know, Aaron, just to a producer, yeah, how old is she?
She's 48.
I heard Belinda is creaking as she got
Belinda,
up yesterday.
Belinda wouldn't be.
No, no, no. Sofia Vergara is 48. Belinda is, I think, maybe 42.
27.
She looks 27.
Straight away.
Oh,
straight away.
Well, as far as I know, she is.
Guys,
until
come on.
You told me she was in her 40s.
No, I did. She had her 40th quite publicly a couple of years ago.
Publicly.
Can we just celebrate?
On Instagram.
Didn't hide it. The shame.
Why would you hide it? It's a prior. It's a,
can we give up to Ali? Ali, who works with us, who has turned the big 3-6 today.
Yay.
We'll
talk.
What a
champion.
What a
happy
youngster.
Happy birthday, Ellie Angel.
Yeah. Now, we've got a probably got a present organised. I haven't.
We gave her flowers when you were here in the meeting earlier.
Yeah, I looked away. You look away, someone gets flowers, you look back, and your credit card's been placed. Fair enough, too. Now, the Daily Telegraph is here to celebrate the fighters of crime, and I appreciate that. And there's nothing better than a world exclusive where 4,000 cops storm underworld in nation's biggest bust. The crime lord smashed. There's basically no more crime left in Australia because of this years-long sting.
Yeah, this is an amazing sting. So the Anom Files, they're calling it, Ez. Now, let's not forget that your partner is a policeman.
He would have known about it.
He would have been thrilled by this.
Could have given us an exclusive. We could have broken this 3 days ago before the police actually did the sting. We could have got in there.
Well, remember, he doesn't tell me things anymore. When we first met, he'd tell me things
because he wanted
to impress
you. Yeah, now he couldn't care less about
could
impressing
not
you.
Care less.
But he's still doing what he has to do to keep this nation safe.
Now, what we haven't done yet is reveal how the sting worked. Ez, what did they do? These smart police people.
Well, they were pretty incredible.
I'll tell you what they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they.
I'm trying to help.
You take it
I know,
away.
But she hasn't got the newspaper.
Yeah, I'm trying to help.
I've got an article.
She's got
here.
A piece of paper with some highlighting on it.
But you do it. You're ready. Some highlighting. Go. You do it, Husey.
Well, they gave all these other crims these special phones. Says no one can ever see what happens on these phones, and so we can do whatever we like on these phones. But little did the other crims know that on the phones it was completely connected to the police, and the police were seeing everything they were doing.
Yeah,
and so they foiled over 21 homicides. Well, they stopped executions.
They thought they were getting a crypto phone.
It was the exact opposite,
and it wasn't. It was a hey, police, open. How are you from? Yeah, yeah.
So he was a mole, was he, this bloke?
Yeah, he'd turned.
Was he an undercover detective or was he a crim that had
turned? I think they turned him. Yeah. Wow. I don't know the full details, but I'd say that he needs to keep himself pretty quiet over the next couple of years.
He might want to find a safe house nearby.
Yeah, he'd need to shut down his Instagram account. Turn off location on his Instagram.
That's a good idea.
What he needs to do.
Do not.
Here I am just having dinner at Soho.
Can I give you some stats?
Yes. Love stats.
1,650 enrolled devices, so that's the ones that they had, using this thing. 103 people charged. 25 million messages sent between criminals worldwide on this thing called Anom. 21 potential murders, as you mentioned that. 229 offences allegedly committed while they're texting about it. So confessions galore. What? 72 guns and other weapons seized. And here's the one that you'll like.
72,
that's a lot of weapons, bruh. 3,366 kilograms of drugs taken. And here's the money. We all love hearing how much money they seized.
Yeah.
$35.8 million in cash.
Yeah.
But Hughie, who got ensnared?
Well, what I'm interested in is how many reality stars have been ensnared.
Yeah, this is a bit I like. Go on, someone.
Yeah.
Someone from The Bachelorette, there's a ninja warrior who's been taken down.
Yes.
I mean, that's just, it's just decimated the reality TV industry, I believe.
They have to move.
But who won the fun run?
It was a marathon, wasn't it?
Well, it's still fun, isn't it?
No.
It's nothing fun about Olympics. Hey, it's nothing fun about a marathon.
My sister and in fact, Rihanna, who used to host the V8 Supercars and now does motorcycles.
Yeah, Rihanna Crean.
Will Davison's partner. They were just up in Cairns. So was my sister and her husband, Dale. And she did a marathon. So did he. Apparently, they go to the toilet throughout. Like they stop in Portaloos because they're so sick. It sounds horrendous. Yes.
Come on. The one of the greatest moments in Australian sporting history.
Yeah. Someone who pooed themselves while they were running.
What?
1982, Brisbane Commonwealth Games.
Oh, there's been a number of
Robert Di Castella?
Deke.
Was it actually Deke?
I think it was, through
this
the regatta.
This is the only one I could think of. Him.
Past the regatta hotel, and he just let it go and kept going, and he won. Well, Australia.
You know what? That's when, you remember when Roger Federer won a semi-final at the Australian Open against a South Korean guy who pulled out because he had blisters?
Yeah.
And I thought, I remember Deke's pooing himself, going, he kept going, you know what I mean?
I'd rather poo myself than have blisters. Blisters are the most painful thing in the history of the world. I think it's being cruel.
All right, so would you right now, you'd rather have you would rather have underpants full of muck?
Yep.
Rather than a couple of blisters on your toes.
Yeah, because you can have a shower and it's all gone, but blisters, they stay.
Yeah, but people will remember that you had muck in the radio.
Well, no, not if I could do it privately. You didn't say I'd have to
no,
do it
no,
public.
I didn't. Everything we've spoken about has been public.
Okay, I'd rather have blisters.
And we put it on socials and everything. And that's it goes probably, global. And it becomes a TikTok.
Probably
the Australian radio star who got had muck in it.
Why do you call it muck?
Well, that's the nicest. I'm quite enjoying it.
That would go global. And we get Belinda Russell and David Campbell to dance around it for their TikTok.
I'd get A-Rod sliding. I probably wouldn't actually. Probably wouldn't A-Rod help me get big celebrities sliding into my DMs.
Do you reckon he'd slide into DMs? Well,
you certainly.
I love the muck. I love that muck.
You get Ari
muck.
You get Ari Hammer.
Who's yeah. Ari Hammer?
Army Hammer.
He's got a
Army
particular
Hammer.
Penchant
he's
for
the, yeah.
He's weird
waste.
He's got some weird things going on.
He's really the weird stuff. Army Hammer. He was the Winklevoss twins in Facebook. He was in the Lone Ranger with.
Yeah, right.
He's like an anonymous giant handsome man, but he's a Hollywood movie star and he's into the,
you need unusual things to get him going.
You betcha.
Get his motor running.
So you're saying if revving. He was a sperm donor, it'd have to be a different setup than the traditional.
Oh, a lot of leather.
You've taken it too far there.
A lot of pain.
I mean, we're trying to have a fun conversation about you pooing yourself and then you go down that track.
That's the most decent thing that's been said.
Guys, we haven't got to the point yet. There was a marathon in Brisbane.
Oh, yeah.
Then what happened?
Well, down the home straight, people are just finishing and checking their times. And you've got to remember that all marathons aren't created equal because marathons on the flat are much easier than marathons with the hills, with the undulating hills.
The wind I hate the most, to be honest, but anyway.
Hence the City to Surf was why they do Heartbreak Hill. It's where it is. I mean, a flat. You know,
56 minutes and 2 seconds, my best time for that.
Yeah, I came third in my age group when I was 11.
Well, you
so
didn't do
whatever.
56 minutes.
Third in my age group. I got a free pair of socks. Whatever. So I was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
I got a medal. I was in the newspaper.
I was over 40, did 56 minutes.
There was an asterisk next to my name in the newspaper.
Well, yeah.
No, you guys keep going.
So who?
You still haven't got to who it is.
Come on. Get
listen to this.
Colin Farrell, the Irish superstar.
Well, the Irish movie star. Well, you know him from movies like this.
Now, you know something? I'm sure she's unique and extraordinary, but general wisdom is that in the end, there isn't just one person for each of us.
What movie was that?
I have no idea.
Isn't that a beautiful? Yeah, beautiful voice.
I know. He's very handsome.
He's
man.
Very hot. How he's nice got that rugged look. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors about him as well. About, you know. Just he's all man, apparently.
Oh, it's not rumors. There was a video.
Yeah, right. How did that go in the race?
There was a video.
No, I mean, what did he do with it? What?
I think what every guy would do, just wear undies.
Anyway,
so where did he come?
First.
No, he came 222nd out of 682 runners, so not
bad.
That's
pretty good.
And 35th out of the 64 competitors in the 45 to 49-year-old race category.
Oh, I wonder. That's a good effort from Colin.
Strong effort from Colin. That was Liam Neeson's voice.
I played too. How long are we going to leave this go for?
He's a racist. It's
just yet now. Today FM,
Sydney.
It's going to be a big show, already has been, so why wouldn't it continue at a rapid rate of hectic fun?
You're all right? What's happened?
No, I'm just trying to, I'm starting a sentence without knowing how it's going to finish.
That's fair enough. Alpha Bucks is coming up. You shot at $10,000 is 20 minutes away.
26, I think. I think Erin said 26 minutes, so I don't know if 26? You were listening to the news.
Clearly not.
She said 26.
Sure. Did you just say $10,000 as well?
$100,000.
Is it?
I think
if he said $10,000, he's really knocked it back. Is it something we don't know?
You budget taking cuts a cut? Here?
Yeah? Yeah?
Not yet.
We're doing 100, mate.
Not
100K.
Yet. That's good.
Seven, whatever time it's going to be.
Tell you what, man.
What?
7 a.m.
It's going to be big. Got ourselves, huge. Got ourselves a live sperm donor.
Yeah, no, one, it was one of the world's most prolific donors of that precious commodity.
35 kids and counting.
Oh, mate, he's only just got started.
I don't know, man.
You know?
I don't know either.
You know, you say that the word, anyway, I don't know.
You know how Erin Mullen's the face of rugby league?
Yeah, I do.
Well, no, what
I
about
face?
What about
especially when she draws on her face and then goes on TV on a Friday night
yeah,
in a cry
awkward.
For help? That a real girl interrupted situation.
Can like I just, because I know Matt Nable.
This woman in it somewhere.
Listening.
Get a straight jacket.
Can I just make sure he knows that I don't call myself the face of rugby league, that you two galoofs do?
Yeah, but you don't shut it down. We don't have a meeting afterwards and go, well, you go never say that again. But well, we haven't had that meeting, have we?
Not that one.
Well, I've said it on air 40 million times and I'm not.
We know. We look to see the glint in your eye when it's said.
I mean, the lady doth protest too much.
Don't call me that. Nice. Don't call me that 15 times a show.
So if Aaron's the face, then you're right. Matt Nable is the voice. He's this guy.
Rugby league, a simple game. You kick off, you run, and you whack.
Really wise words.
It's right words. He's an actor. He's been everything. Most recently, The Dry in a DC superstar show.
Love The Dry. What a great
he's
Australian.
He's Arrow. He's an Australian success story, and he's yes. joining us next.
Today FM, Sydney.
Here's a loser's ass.
I tell you, so yesterday I saw some what I thought was good news, because you know how Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, we found out the other week, hadn't had the jab yet, hadn't
yep.
had her AstraZeneca, even though she's in her 50s.
Yep.
And we thought, well, why hasn't she had her AstraZeneca?
Good question.
It's time to get your AstraZeneca, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yes.
Yesterday, I see her arm sleeve rolled up, ready to get the jab. I think she's going to get some AZ in her.
Pop it.
Join the over 50 club and have good. A listen to what I hear.
Good morning, Premier. This is your Pfizer.
Thank you.
Vaccine today.
Getting ready for Tokyo.
She's getting the Pfizer ready for Tokyo. I didn't realise she was competing at the Olympics.
Yes.
Is she subbing in the 100 metres, is she? Is she swapping out Sally Fitzgibbons and going in the surfing?
Yes.
You're meant to have your AstraZeneca because you're over 50, Anastasia.
No.
When you're as old as me, you get what you get. You don't get upset. You stick it in you cross your fingers and you hope you don't get a clot.
Whoa.
I put that on the internet and people said, oh, she didn't want to jump the queue. That's why she didn't get it. Oh, well, she jumped the Pfizer queue, didn't she?
Yeah, real talk.
Those young party animals, what are they going to have to do now? They're going to have to get some old man
they're going to get
clot maker in them.
Or
you know?
Even worse, the Chinese one that they're starting
what?
To roll out.
they're
if you're 30 years old, you're copping the Chinese
Come
vaccine.
Come on, Anastasia.
Yeah.
You're not even going to the Olympics, probably. You just want the good stuff in you.
Here's the loser's ass.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.
Text trauma.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Well, this is a Tinder situation.
Yeah, real life breakups. And if you've got one in your phone somewhere, we change the names and you win $500. So give us a shout, 131060. Just send us a screenshot. Here we go.
Completely anon. More anon than, you know, the bikies thought they were.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sting.
Police developed app they all used.
Yeah.
Alexis and Trent matched on Tinder. Trent is drop dead gorgeous. Oh, yeah. But it seems his manners need some improvement. I mean, we think he might be a man who knows what he wants. Husey is playing Trent.
Yeah, drop Aaron, dead gorgeous.
Yep, sweet. Aaron is playing Alexis.
Hey, Alexis. Great to match with you.
Oh. Hey, Trent. Nice to match with you, too.
No.
You're such a hottie.
No.
What are you doing on here?
Why, thank you, sassy girl emoji.
Are you on Snapchat?
No.
Who uses Snapchat?
Yeah.
Of course you do, for your dick pics. Oh, sorry. No one had crossed it
No,
out.
Before 7 a.m. it's like,
sorry.
Only if you want to see what you're missing.
If you weren't so full on and only in it just for sex, you'd be a catch. You seemed like a nice person.
Well, I am on here for the one reason, winky face.
For sex? Question mark.
Laughing face emoji. Seems like this is going nowhere.
Yeah, it is.
But you have a mindset that you only want to people. I knew that one.
So I'll bid you adieu.
Yeah, classy.
Yes, that's exactly what I want, and only that. This app is the pants. You'll be way more successful on Hinge and Bumble.
Why is that?
You're on Tinder.
And?
It's exclusively for SEX.
All right.
How's your love life?
I mean, it's fine. I caught up with an old friend, which was nice. You? Oh, wait, sorry. This is 1 week later, by the way.
Yeah, right.
We needed that. That 1 week later, yep.
Booty call? Question mark?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh. When are you gonna bend over for me?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. How does never sound? Catcha.
I'm sad. And horny now.
Yeah.
Did he actually say, when are you going to bend over?
It wasn't me, by the way. I just played the role. It wasn't me.
Let's get that audio out of context. Yeah.
It was convincing.
Well, it's a good lesson for anyone who's thinking of downloading the Tinder app.
131060, if you've got yourself $500 cash, could be yours.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
Now, right now, I believe Ed Cavalier is going to try to bring a woman down, someone who's trying to improve their life. Erin Molan, you are trying, aren't you?
Mm, absolutely. Well, see, I mean, in lots of different ways, but physically I went to Reformer Pilates yesterday. So the Pilates that where they use a machine, and I've seen on Instagram people like Pip Edwards do it and have muscles and really super fit. So
Six
I thought,
pack.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I went, and I tell you what, last year I did Pilates for the first time just via YouTube, like this 20-minute punishing American chick who's, oh, God, she was so annoying. Do it fairly often, but I haven't done anything this year since radio started. So I thought if I book in something on the way home from radio before I get Eliza, I'll do it.
Smart.
It was, yes, and so I'm going to hopefully do it two or three times a week. But I found it amazing, and I'm so sore. My bum was spasming,
You weren't using one of those machines where they spasm your bum for you.
Yes, I know those ones. No, it was spasming of its own accord.
Hang on a sec.
So a muscle.
Wait a sec. If I go to Amazon and put bum spasm machine in, what's going to come up, man?
Well, no, I know what you're trying to get to, but no, it's each rump, both rumps. They put something on your rumps and your rumps just jiggle back and forth. And
why?
Not the Vibratron.
Yeah, the Vibratron.
No, you've lost your mind.
Anyway, but is the reformer that where you...
It's a big machine that goes back, forth, and you use all your different muscles. And I tell you, I know that Ed's about to come down in one foul swoop and try and ruin my life, but before he does... I am really sore in all the right places today.
Can we hear something from you? You accosted your poor teacher after the class.
Well,
like, I'm
I
on
think
TV, I'm on the radio.
I didn't know. As I left, she said to me, I did not bring who I was. I'm sorry that I'm a recognisable face.
Yeah.
She said, don't you talk about me on the radio with a giggle. And what does that mean, boys?
It means that she wanted to be talked about.
Exactly.
Because it's a compliment to her, and she's happy for this conversation to go on until this moment.
Can we hear what you said, please?
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I'm here with Diane from KX Pilates. I've just done my first ever reformer class. Is that what it's called?
KX reformer. She did fantastic. So proud of you.
Hughie and Ed, they could both use a little bit of work, to be honest, on their muscle tone.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
She actually did ask about you. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I could use some work.
No, not at all. Mate, I watch your bottom spasm most mornings. It's always working.
No, I've got a hard rump.
It's a firm, proud rump, mate.
No,
it's always working.
You know, you could slice it off. You could slice it and put it on a barbie. You'd have some real...
A couple of hams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway,
it's grow.
It's
now,
kind of sick.
Ed Cavalier, what do you want to say to that lovely woman and this lovely woman and other lovely women?
There was a man there too, Sean. I was next to Sean.
Can I say Glenn Robbins? Don't want to name drop, but Glenn Robbins, great Australian comedian. He loves Pilates and it's kept him fit. And that's why he gets his kid off on TV on a regular basis.
Also, he's got a bad back, our Glenn. It helps with that.
Yeah, what's your problem, mate?
It's not going to do what you want, Aaron. What you have told me many times is that you want to build a booty and that you want to tone up and, you know, that type of thing. Pilates is useful for interior muscles, which is why it's great. It's great for the pelvic floor. It's great for the stabilizers. It's something that a lot of people should do. It's fantastic for stretching, which we all need to do.
Good
for
your back. I don't care about what I look like on the inside.
That's my point. You're working inside out. We need to be working outside in for what you want. Show pony stuff. Beach, like, it's all for the gram. You're not going to get nothing for the gram doing Reformer all day. It was developed by, as we all know, Joseph Pilates after World War One, a German guy, because they were all the soldiers were on those beds. And then, you know, they've got the strings and the things with their feet. And he developed it as a way of reforming the bodies of the soldiers. What, it's so not going to do nothing
for people
who
are mustard gas victims.
Yeah, and people who've been shot as well and shrapnel.
So it's not going to do nothing outside. Why does Kip look the way she does and why does Lara Bingle look the way she does?
Because they do a ton of work and a ton of diet outside it, but, and then they go and get their photograph taken there because it's more acceptable.
Tell you who's angry right now, apart from many Pilates instructors and Pilates. Yeah.
They'll tell you the same thing.
We've got one right
She's
here.
She's from New Zealand.
Sasha French, what have you been doing over the last 10 to 15 years outside the radio industry?
Oh, yeah, a lot of Pilates, and I'm a qualified Pilates teacher.
Yeah.
And so you'll back me up, won't you,
no,
Sasha? It's inside out, not out.
Have a look at her.
That is true, but I think the glute, I think doing Reformer, we can build the booty, Erin. Like,
she can. Thank you.
You absolutely can. I disagree.
Well, why don't we measure it and we'll come back in 2 months and you guys see.
Yeah, all right. Well, put Hughie's hands on it now and then we'll see if he feels a difference in a couple of months.
You know what? I'm happy to get involved. But I'm a visual guy as well, so I don't need to feel to know. You know what I mean? I can look to know, and right now I know you do need – no, you don't need any work. You're perfect as you are. But Sasha French, you are great, and you're a Pilates instructor, and we do appreciate your time. So
Ed, what would you suggest that I do then?
Mad squats, bro. We've got to get you doing mad squats.
Can't you do them lying down on the bench? You know, that
yes,
slider.
And the booty bridge. And you've got to do the booty bridge where you lie down and sort of thrust skywards.
Is there anyone that you know that might have a program that would suit me?
Oh, here we go.
Look, tiffxo.com.
Now we know the trick.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
Eliza's party went off yesterday. Three-year-old. She had a lot of mates turn up. You know, radio listeners have got, they're great people, aren't they?
They are wonderful. Gosh, they were lovely, all of them. Mums and dads, carers, cousins, aunties, the whole shebang. It was beautiful.
But she needed it, though, because there was... there's some stuff going on at home which wasn't right.
I know. The poor thing. Erin subjected her to cookie baking. So we'll come back in here.
I thought you were talking about her procedure today. You're talking about cookie baking.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
All right.
The Today FM Morning Crew catch up.
One of Hughie's dogs has gone into...
I've just got to put it out there that I've enjoyed my AstraZeneca, honestly. We're all good.
No,
just,
I know that, but that's your point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your point is that she was looking anti-vax, Palaszczuk. And now we've realised she was anti-vax. She wanted Pfizer.
Yeah. So you can't be shopping for your vax. You get what you get. You don't get upset.
So,
what we want to do, Jack, and I know you're about to start that, what we want to do is we want to hear from people who have got dogs or cats, maybe.
Pets.
We want to hear what your pet name is.
Yeah. And is it timed? Is it your partner that named the pet and you think the name is stupid? Because... this is on the Ellen Show. Your dog name has been called out by Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara had to defend my dog's name. Actually, should we come back and play?
Yeah, we'll play it. Yeah,
come back and play it.
Yeah, if you've got a pet in your life, maybe you didn't name it, and it was your partner or someone else. Let us know what the name is. 131060, and is it stupid?
We will judge it. We will judge your pet name, or Ed. Actually, Ed Cavalier will judge your pet name. And you will win a brilliant prize just for ringing us right now. What's the prize, Jack?
We have got Tempur Mattress Cloud Pillows up for grabs. They are phenomenal for sleeping on.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Or back it in. Back in your silly pet name. If you think it's Lady Puffle Paws and that's awesome, let us know if you've got an ironic name for your dog. Like if you've got a chihuahua called Killer. Ha, ha, ha. No one's ever heard that before. Let us know.
All you have to do is call us on the number.
13.
Which is...
1060. 13 1060, your pet names. They will be judged next. It's Husey Ed Nairn.
It's happened to Husey on Ellen.
Today FM.
Yesterday, I'm going through my afternoon just enjoying life, and then one of our super listeners, Ed Cavalier, Daniel Garner, who is all over this show like a cheap suit, and we appreciate it. He sent me something that was on the Erin show when Ellen.
Erin.
Oh, no,
you're not even trying anymore.
No, all right. No, I am. Sorry.
Great.
No, I'm poor. I mean, Erin Molan is right now, you know,
yes,
taking her daughter to the hospital.
Correct.
So on the Ellen show.
Yeah.
Sophia
Vergara was there and they were talking about her dog whose name you shares a name, a Bubbles,
yeah,
which is also the name of one of your awful dogs.
Yeah, we'll have a listen to how Ellen treated poor old Sophia and her dog.
What's the dog's name?
Bubbles.
Bubbles? You can change it, you know. I've changed names. Yeah.
But how horrible to change someone that is already 6 years old. In dog years, she was like, what, like 50-something, see? So change her name for no reason. To put what kind of name? Taquito or Burrito or...
We've rescued animals and changed their names.
Horrific.
Horrific. Mate, you can't change the name of your dog. We've got a rescue dog called Bubbles, and that will stay Bubbles' name for the rest of eternity.
Stupid name.
For as long as Bubbles is
on
this
mocked, mate,
this
Ellen.
Planet.
It's a shocking name. It's a stupid name. And people name their pets really, really dumb stuff.
I mean,
I once had a mate who had a cat called Gary. That was funny.
Yeah, a lot
always funny.
So that always happens, yes. I mean, that's a new thing. Don't name your... You know what? If you want to name your dog or cat some like human name because you think you're cool, you're not.
Whoa, that was big.
You know who we've got on the board.
He's, I think, is it Brooke? First Brooke from Bringelly. Brooke.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, Brooke. Brooke. You've heard what he said. What's your dog's name?
Stephen.
Yeah.
No.
No.
What type of dog is it? Is it a pun?
Stephen is a pug.
You know what?
His official name is Sir Pugsley Stevenson. And he gets Stephen as his everyday name.
Sir Pugsley Stevenson's pretty good.
No, you should call him Sir Pugsley. Sir Pugsley's fine, but Stephen is no good. You need to...
No, Steve is a dude and it suits him.
It doesn't suit him. He's a pug. He weighs 2 kilos. He's got a smashed in face.
No. Stephen's well over 2 kilos. And then he has a girlfriend named Betty.
Stephen, Becky.
Betty, mate.
Betty.
Stephen, Betty. No, nah, that's getting weird.
All right, I don't mind Betty, actually.
For a dog?
Yeah, I don't mind Betty.
You've lost
Stephen,
your mind.
I don't like.
Philip from Canley Heights. Philip, what's it called?
My dog's called Puppy.
How old is it?
He's 7.
No.
That's just annoying.
No.
That's annoying.
It's like that grown woman called Baby in Dirty Dancing. It was wrong then, it's wrong now.
Yeah, right. I didn't think about the puppy growing up. Yeah. You're right.
Change it, Philip.
Too late.
He doesn't know.
Well, yeah, it does.
He would answer to puppy.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. No. I've really turned on my head side here.
Tegan from St. Mary's. What do you got?
My cat's named Sheba.
No, that's fine. Mm. Queen of, because they were in, because cats
isn't
were...
Is it a ride-sharing service as well?
Yeah,
but Sheba.
Friend by our friend George McEncrow, yeah. Where it's all female drivers.
All female drivers.
No, that's really good. But it's also Queen of Sheba, isn't it? Which is from the Egypt, which I believe is where cats were first domesticated.
Yeah, and that's when you say, are you the Queen of Sheba?
Yeah. Like, did you understand it was that historical, Tegan?
Well, it went really bad with our other two cats' names, which is Willow and Archer.
Willow and Archer. Will you name one of them after Pink's daughter, or was your Willow born before?
No, Willow's was born before.
Sheba Hughes, give me a verdict.
I'm into Sheba.
No, I'm into Sheba.
Yeah, you're good.
Last one, Christine, Southern Highlands. What's it called?
Christy, I think you'll
Christy,
find.
Sorry.
God, yeah.
I don't have my glasses on.
Sorry. Agro? What type of dog
Agro.
Is it? Oh, it's going to be a pun because it's like really small and not aggressive, yeah?
Mm. Yeah. No, well, when he was born, like he's a Maltese Shih Tzu. So when he was born, he had the big black bushy eyebrows. And then as he grew older, he turned white. So I had to keep explaining to everyone that, no, he doesn't bite. He's not aggressive. And they're like, oh, why is it Agro?
Agro from Cartoon Connection.
And now Uber Eats ads with Dr. Chris Brown.
That makes me angry because Agro cannot eat because Agro's a puppet. So why is Agro doing Uber Eats ads? You know, and I've also been told I look like Agro. So why would he use the human form of aggro?
Yeah, in the Uber Eats ads. I think a lot of the jokes in that ad is about Chris Brown sort of doing inspections internally with aggro. Are you happy for those jokes?
I don't mind them, but aggro's branched out and some of them he's on his own. So Brown's not even around. So. Anyway, there you go. Everyone gets a pillow.
Yes, temper mattress.
They're the best. But today I found Morning Crew.
Today FM.
The other day, we were talking to our friend and publicist, Kelly, who is in her early 40s.
Yeah, she's having a baby on her own. Yes. I spoke to her on radio a few years ago because she had frozen her eggs.
Yes.
And and she was happy that she did it. And she came on radio the other day, talked about how she's happy she's frozen her eggs because now she's having a baby.
Yes.
Actually, here's a chat about, here's Erin, who's right now on the way to the hospital with her daughter. Her daughter's fine, Eliza, but they're having a procedure. So Erin's there with her now. But this is Erin and us talking to Kelly the other day.
You're a single lady. You've got your own business. Yep. How daunting is what's ahead of you, or how exciting? How are your emotions at the moment?
I'm terrified. I can't keep putting it off. I don't want to do it when I'm 50. So yeah. I'm doing it with somebody I've been friends with for 30 years who I went to school with. Our families know each other. We have a really deep connection.
So she did not use an anonymous donor.
No, she didn't.
A friend of hers. So
no.
But they're not going to be in a relationship because he's gay, so there's no chance of there ever being a relationship. But that's how she did it. But it got us thinking about, you know, people who donate.
That's right.
Sperm. And yeah, I know I've got a friend who she used a donor, and that person has, you know, got children everywhere, and they all came together and had a picnic at one point.
Well, this could also perhaps take place with our next guest, because we're actually going live now to the United States to speak to a prolific donor by the name of Kyle Gordy. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you for having me on, guys. I'm a pleasure to be here.
Now, Kyle, you are—is this a profession for you, or a hobby, or a bit of both?
Well, this is more of a hobby. I do it for free to help women to have children, so they don't have to spend their fortune at the sperm bank. And also, women like the fact that they're able to know me. They're able to reach out, ask questions when the child gets older, or, you know, at any age, really.
It's very altruistic, Ed. I mean, he's doing it for free, so...
No, that's true. I hadn't even thought about the cost that could be associated with sperm bank, etc. So, Kyle, how old are you?
I'm currently 30 years old.
Okay. Yeah. And how long have you been donating?
About 7.5 years now.
Yeah, and so how many children do you have?
I currently have 35 children and another 6 on the way.
Wow. Wow. So you're going to be over 40 within 9 months. That is incredible. So do you always meet the mothers?
Yes, I always meet them, and we get to talk a little bit, and they get to know me and ask me questions. I show them my STD reports and any other reports that they'd like to see, and they also get to talk to any of my recipients to verify myself and, you know, kind of like a recommendation so they feel more comfortable. So obviously sperm banks can't provide that because, you know, they just don't.
Yeah, and so...
Oh, I see, right.
Obviously, everyone is happy with you. Can we ask your physical dimensions? Are you tall? What height are you?
I'm about average, for the American, and, you know, I'm fairly athletic, brown hair, brown eyes, straight teeth. I come from a very well-educated family, so people really like that a lot.
Yeah, and he's a handsome fellow, but the photograph I'm looking at, and I'm looking at you, Kyle, on one of your on Instagram posts with you, and it says, me at Santa Monica Pier with one of my donor kids, and I think it's a little boy that you're with looks so much like you.
Yes, that's one of my donor children. The mom wanted me to meet him, so we went to Santa Monica Pier and we hung out. Currently, he is 5 years old.
Wow.
How many of your children, of your 35 or 36 children, how many of them have you met?
Currently 7, but a lot more want to meet in the future, so I'm more than happy to do that.
Yeah, wow.
And what type of relationship are you wanting or willing to have with the donor children? If they want to have more of a relationship, how does that work?
Well, it's really up to the moms. If they want to have no contact or if they want to have constant contact or kind of like an uncle figure, I'm more than happy to oblige. Most women tend to keep in contact through my Facebook page, Kyle Gordy. So we usually stay Facebook friends and, you know, stuff like that, and they share pictures and stuff. And then others, you know, they just kind of do their own little things. But most tend to keep in contact on my little Facebook page so they can contact me whenever they want, if they have questions or for future siblings.
Are you in a relationship yourself?
No, I am not in a relationship. I've never been in like a long-term relationship before. I guess some psychologists would say that maybe that's the reason why I do this. You know, some psychologists would say that probably. Kind of like an alternative for a relationship.
Yeah. Can you envisage yourself or envisage, I don't know what the word is, but can you like think that you will one day have your own family that you, you know, that you live with?
Probably not, but obviously if it comes along and there's someone that I really like, you know, hey, I'm all for it. Somebody see, hey, maybe today somebody's listening that I may get into a relationship with. You never know. I consider moving to Australia in the future. So, ladies, if you're looking for a man that's fertile, hey, I'm your one.
He's fertile as.
Just quickly, is there's no financial obligation for you to look after these children?
No, I sign contracts and I also do second parent adoptions. And I'm also happy to go through a clinic, which automatically terminates my rights. So it's very safe for me. And I guess I'm pretty lucky in that respect. So I'm very happy what I do. And I really want to help more women. And I actually plan on going to Australia, hopefully in the near future after the pandemic. So ladies, if you're listening, you know, you got to contact me.
Mate, Kyle Gordy, he's on Facebook. But when you're here, mate, we would love to meet you. That'd be a lot of fun.
And you can find him at BePregnant.
Well, hey, I'll come over.
You can find him at bepregnantnow.com.
Bepregnantnow.com.
I wonder if there's any donors listening to us right now.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle. It's been a pleasure. Now, if there's any donors listening to us right now, local donors, I imagine, then please give us a shout. 1060. You can remain anonymous if you wish, but we'd be fascinated to hear a local story of a donor. There's Kyle Gordy, 36 children and counting.
The Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up.
Can we just go to Vanessa from Petersham quickly, who I know is on a hands-free, which is fair enough. She's on her way to work. Vanessa, you asked a question. I forgot to ask him it. Can you ask us, please? What did you want to know?
Sure. Look, I wanted to know what protects these kids when they grow up from if they meet each other and end up in relationships. And then they have children. Their children will be interbred.
Well, yeah.
I know what you mean, Vanessa. You're right. What
if there's... Yeah, but there's... I mean, there's 600.
But you would ask the question, though,
there's
wouldn't
you? There's also 400 million people in America, isn't there?
But America, you know, it's like... That's... I can see that happening.
Well,
it's
I mean,
good question.
I suppose it's always, you know, finding out who's people's parents are, especially if you're from a country town.
Well, that's what we said to Grant Denyer. Yeah. Don't do who do you think you are in a country town. Exactly. Your wife is your cousin, like, for sure.
A lot of people, you know, come to my hometown and say everyone looks the same, you know? And I'm like, well, guess what?
Is there any sequencing being done? Because there were a lot of... Any sequencing being done? Like, what can we get it down to? Just a couple of lonely farmers?
I mean, back in the day, mate, there wasn't as much...
I get it.
Wasn't a lot of... Petrol was expensive, so you didn't leave town. You stayed in town.
Was a family, because it was an extended Christmas, the easiest way to meet people.
I'm just saying.
I get it.
There's only a couple of pubs in town. You're not going to. Anyway, so let's go. We asked for donors and we've got one. Heath from Bronte, you are, all jokes aside, you have donated, haven't you?
I have. I certainly have, not to the same extent as the last caller, so only one baby to my name, but our story is a little bit different. So I am a donor dad with strings attached, I guess. So we made the conscious choice to do it with a lesbian couple in the US.
Yep.
And we've got a 1.5-year-old, so and hopefully another one to come when I can get back over there.
So when you did you know the lesbian couple before the donation, or was it
not the actual couple, but I worked with their sister, and kind of everyone who knows me well knows I always wanted to be a dad, so she kind of referred me on when she knew they wanted a dad, and fast forward a couple of years and got to know each other, and now I'm very much part of their family and from afar helping them raise their little girl.
So you had a yearning to be a father. What's your situation? Are you in a relationship?
No, desperately single, which is why the fatherhood didn't happen for me.
Wow, you sound like a
in Bronte. You obviously got a sweet body, I don't know what Heath's story.
You're renting in
don't
Bronte.
Don't worry about Heath's wife. He might be rent vesting, which is where you rent in the areas you want to live as an investment. Don't listen to him, Heath.
I won't answer that question. But no,
yeah, exactly. Why do you want to put Heath in your bunker in Bronte with your new mansion? Leave Heath alone. Let him live his life.
Now, Heath, are you? Can I ask? Are you straight, Heath?
No, I'm a gay man, and obviously the two mothers are both lesbians. So yeah, we've got a bit of a modern family story.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, absolutely.
Good on you, Heath. We're happy for you. We've got other people we want to talk to. I want you to leave Heath alone. You've been banging on about his rental situation.
I just want to know what he's up to, mate.
I know you do.
Yeah, but I mean...
Chat off air.
Yeah, but there was girls driving to Bronte right now to, have a baby with Heath, and now they have to probably turn around and realising that that's not the situation.
All right, if you swung the car around and you're on your way to Bronte to look for Heath to have a baby with him, ladies, keep going to work. It's not going to happen. Here's Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous.
Hey, how you going?
Yes, now, you used a donor.
We did indeed, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, she's 13, so we're very blessed and very thankful to the donor.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
And where did you find the donor?
So we used a clinic. We went through a clinic, IVF Australia.
Mm-hmm.
A very costly exercise.
I did want to ask, am I allowed to ask how much it cost?
To this day forward, I really honestly couldn't tell you how much we spent, but I always wanted for my 40th birthday a Louis Vuitton. So she's Lily. So she's my Lily Vuitton.
That's nice, Anonymous. Yeah.
So you didn't meet the donor?
No, we didn't meet the donor. You actually do get, their height, their weight, any medical. Pick? No, you don't get.
I thought there was a book. I thought there was a flick book.
No flick book. No.
So how tall was the donor? Can you remember what it said on the sheet?
No, I don't remember. But there was just things like he was a musician. And our daughter she's very musically minded.
Really?
Yeah. She
Jimmy
looks
Barnes?
Like me. No, Jimmy Barnes.
Richard Wilkins?
No. More likely Richard to be Wilkins.
Mate, we just know who they are. So.
No.
So she looks like you, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So you recommend the, apart from the cost, which obviously can be prohibitive for some, you recommend the process and obviously your life is now joyous.
Oh, absolutely. She's a girl. She costs us a fortune. you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Exactly. That is one of Husey's favourite sayings, Anonymous.
It really is.
Oh, thank you for telling us your story. Oh, yes, sorry. Yep.
Just before we go, the donor that you have in the States, like he's saying that he's got up to 40 children. Here in Australia, if you're a donor, you can only, so you go into a pool and that donor is only able to have six mothers. So,
six drink limit.
Yeah. Yes, so if you do it legally, I suppose.
Correct.
We're not advertising.
I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm just saying this, biologically, you could have you could have, I don't know how many kids you can have.
Yeah.
But not that you want too many. But,
how many is too many?
How many children?
Yeah.
You've got to be able to
look. This now, isn't it? We're happy for Anonymous.
Absolutely. I think I've said that enough times.
Don't go to Bronte looking for Heath. He's not interested.
Yeah, but you might be able to work some arrangement.
Hang on, Kyle's
out.
Back. Yeah, Kyle's back. Kyle.
Yeah. What else would you want to say, Kyle?
No, we asked Kyle the question. Kyle.
Oh, right.
Hey, Kyle. Kyle.
You there?
Yeah, hey, mate. Sorry, my co-host has lost his mind. But what we need, I wanted to ask you, we had a caller on, Vanessa. She said, is there a way that the children, your offspring, that they would find out that other people that they meet are also your offspring in an official capacity, like in some weird world?
So they hook up.
Yeah, so they started dating or something.
Yes, good question. Well, I have a Facebook group for all my moms and donor children so they connect with one each other. So the risk of incest is essentially zero. So either they connect through me on my Facebook page, Kyle Gordy, or they also connect in my Facebook group, which I have all the most of the moms on and most of the donor children. So they don't really, there's no risk of incest because they all talk to each other. So it's like 30 moms on a group.
There you go.
And they all talk.
Thanks. Good on you, Carl.
Yesterday, I got a direct message on Instagram from a woman called Florence, a very attractive woman.
Oh, yeah.
I put it on our chat group. Should I talk to her? And everyone said yes. Now, I believed she was a scammer.
I don't know. We need to hear the messages and people can make up their own minds.
She had no followers. It's a new account. Yeah, she's only had three posts, three photos.
So?
I didn't believe it was real, but you guys made me chat to her.
I think this could have something in it. So I'll play Florence. So these are the actual messages.
And I read these messages out to my wife last night.
Oh, so that's good.
No, so I'm just saying that, you know, this is all above board.
Yeah, at the moment.
So this is I believe it's a scammer. I don't know what country they're in, but they're pretending to be in love with me. They don't know I'm famous. That hurts me. But
you don't know that.
No, they don't, mate. So, all right. So you're going to play the scammer.
No, I'm not
allowed
to do Florence. I can't do an accent, can I? I'm not allowed.
It's a tricky one, but you need to be a female, all right? So you need to be a female. You're Florence. You're beautiful.
I'd be Russian, wouldn't I? I'm allowed to be Russian, aren't I?
Well, you can be Russian if you want to. You
okay.
can be.
Photo Ready? Windows.
Yeah, all right. So this is the actual conversation I had with this scammer last night via direct message on Instagram.
Hello, right? Honey.
Hi.
How you doing, honey?
Good, you? Why are you messaging me?
Because I want us to be friends.
Do you think I'm handsome?
You look so handsome, honey. Which country are you from?
How did you find me?
I was searching for a friend, and I see your lovely face, and I follow you. Honey, why do you want to ask me that question? You don't want us to be friends just like me?
I'm worried you don't really love me.
Oh, please, honey, what are you saying that, sweetheart? Why are you looking for in a relationship partner?
I want a God-fearing nice girl who would never cheat on me.
Okay, honey. Okay, honey. You sure? What do you most like to do on a day off? Which country are you from?
I'm from Australia, so on my days off I like to hunt. It is so much fun.
Okay, honey.
Have you ever hunted?
Oh, what interests you the most? No, please, honey.
I like the sport of hunting. I'm a great shot.
Great shot.
Whether it be rifle, crossbow, or tomahawk.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. My sweetheart has bring me the Google card, so I'm downloading it, please.
I wanted to give you a present.
You sure, honey? So how will you do it?
How would you like it?
Please tell me your honey is your idea. Baby, are you there?
I want to send you a present through the mail. What's your address?
Florence Wilson, 230@gmail.com. Okay, honey. Thank you.
I need an actual address. I want to send you something that I've shot and skinned and gutted.
Oh, you sure? Send me the picture and let me see, sweetheart. I welcome you into my heart today. I choose you. You want to be my heart desires. I wish you a great ride in there, but mind your steps. You are welcome. Do you use Hangouts or WhatsApp?
I use shotguns or caliber handguns. Depends what I'm aiming at. You?
Oh, LOL. Okay, honey. You are my heart when it comes to love. You are my merriment when it comes to fun. You are sure my fulfillment when it comes to talking about the future. I love you.
What animal should I send you? Do you have a large freezer?
Oh, thank you again, sweetheart. No matter how far in love I go, I see me coming back into your arms. We are the two that are joined together by God. We are the inseparable two.
Wombat, kangaroo, emu, all three. I can send the entrails in a separate bag. How big is your freezer?
Okay. I once thought about traveling throughout the whole world, and I begin to see its reality when I know you are my whole world. Your love rocks.
I will hug my semi-automatic gun tonight and dream it is you. Good night.
Thank you, sweetheart. What is especially important to you in relationship? Honey, where have you been?
I've been thinking about us. Is this right? Will you love me even when I start to lose my aim and we have to get some of our meat from the grocery store? Okay, we'll stay favorite
there. Man, you're scamming her, the poor thing. She wants love.
That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew Catch Up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks to Suncorp Bank. Everyday banking as individual as you are.